My day begins and ends in twilight high above the tree line. Static on the radio cuts out between the call signs. North Wawona, Raymond Mountain, Mariposa Grove. I have been at Hennis Ridge since I got out of danger. FBI informants wouldn't look here for a ranger. They tap my phone and threaten me with things I can't recall. Now half my friends are crazy and the rest are at the bottom of a glass. And here I am suspended with the sun careening off Tioga Pass. Calling helicopters retrofitted from their tours in Vietnam. Switching out the napalm and the Agent Orange for flame retardant bombs. Oh, someday soon I'd like to reemerge from where I'm hiding. Pick up all the threads I left back where I was residing. Let the dean of my department know I'm still alive. I occupy my mind with memorizing constellations, pretending I'm a sailor doing ancient navigation. The sky coming in early, interrupting my charade. It's not like I don't like it here, but no one knows me by my real name. And watching for the fires, I am losing sight of the eternal flame. Expecting destruction wrought by empire that I swore I'd try to end. My very own horizon and a forest floor that I agreed to tend. But who am I to be more than a witness? To everything that has yet to transpire. And why do I think I deserve some power? Over anything more tangible than fire.